Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, podcast listeners, how's it going? It's Nikki Glaser. This is the You Up podcast. You Up with Nikki Glaser is a radio show on Sirius XM that happens Monday through Thursday for 2 hours every morning live on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM channel 95. So this is just, you know, the best of the week. And it's not even necessarily the best of. It's just like we're just giving you samples because all of it is really, really good. And it's 2 hours every morning. It's a great way to start your day. So I really recommend you getting a Sirius XM subscription. You can get one at SiriusXM.com/laugh. I think it's laugh. Oh, it might be laughs. Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay, I would try laugh first. SiriusXM.com/laugh. And that means that they will know that you got sent there via me. So if you get a subscription, which I really recommend you doing, it's not as expensive as you think. And there's so much like good stuff on Sirius. They're not asking me to do this, guys. I'm just honestly like, I wouldn't tell you to waste your money on something that was just about me. Well, actually, it is worth it just for me. But my point is, Howard Stern, tons of channels, new music, old music. Sirius is like dope. I've been on it for a while, and I'm embarrassed that I just said dope, but like I've loved Sirius. I still pay for my Sirius subscription. They don't even give me a free one as a host. I think they've offered, but I'm like, it's on direct deposit, so I don't even notice it. But anyway, do that. Get a subscription, but we're going to start off. I'm with Andrew Collin, I should say that. And I'm sorry the sound is bad. This is not the type of sound you'll get on Sirius XM. This is me in a Starbucks in Tacoma, Washington at 1:30 p.m. on a Friday. I'm with Andrew Collin. He's on the show every single Wednesday, generally. And he travels the road with me and opens for me on the road. Andrew, how are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm dope. I'm so lit. Everything's so dope and lit.
How dare you?
Well, how dare you?
What was that? You. How dare you?
We're looking at Mount Rainier right now. It's beautiful. If you don't know Mount Rainier, it's the third largest mountain in the in North America.
Okay, so yeah, Mount Rainier is visible if we were at a window. Right now, we're not at a window. We're in the back of a Starbucks. But we did see it on the way to the Starbucks from our hotel. And I believe what Andrew did say when he showed me Mount Rainier is he goes, it's the third biggest building. It's the third tallest building in North America. And I go, what? And he's like, it's the third tallest building, man. It's a pretty big deal. And I'm like, you mean mountain? And he's like, what did I say? So that was a fun moment.
Look, first of all, it can be a building. Anything could be a building when you think about it. It doesn't need to be man-made to be a building.
Whoa. Okay, you're like kind of not wrong.
I can't explain it, but just I feel it. It's in my heart.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you just go with emotion with things, like a building or a carousel.
If you watched my Instagram story yesterday, Andrew at the airport was getting my bag off the baggage carousel, you know, and he thought, oh, shit. Hold on one second, guys. Well, anyway, he called the carousel a carousel, and I was pretty furious at him for mispronouncing it, as I should be. Sorry, we just witnessed a first date, like a Tinder date. Something is happening across the star.
And also the other guy's name is Andrew.
And so this hot girl walks in who, like,
way younger.
Way cute girl walks in. Andrew looks up from, he suddenly can't even hear what I'm saying. And then the girl goes, Andrew? But it's not for this Andrew.
No, it will be later.
Okay, let's get to the podcast. Juan Pablo's in our first clip. That was from Monday's show. Juan Pablo Depache from Fuller House and also Dancing with the Stars was a guy I became friends with, and we talk about our experience on the show, and this is just a fun little convo with Juan Pablo Depache. Enjoy it. Yeah, but it was funny Joe. Because, of course, I love Joe too, but Joe knew that he was not supposed to still be there and like was just like, why am I still here?
He
like
was just so happy to kind of, just to ride the wave.
He was great. He was someone that, you know, initially was like, well, why is he still there? He's a bad dancer too. But then I was like, I get it. I just want to watch that guy smile and be silly and just going to go, I don't know what I'm doing. Right, like, he's just a joy to watch. Yeah. But it was funny because everyone was just so devastated when you got voted off too. And your goodbye was a lot more like it was just one guy that was leaving that should have been gone a while ago. And then you who was leaving that should not be gone for a very long time. So it was just a weird moment for television. But people were upset. And that how did you feel in those days following that?
Well, like I said, the night of, I felt awful because, you know, I don't know what everybody else thought about this competition. I don't know, you know, we never really talked about how you viewed the show itself, the experience and what it meant to you and what those dances mean to you. But to me, I was in it not to win it. I was in it to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And every single week was such an intense process of let's make the best thing that we can make with Cheryl. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Cheryl's like not just the OG, but one of the most talented artists I've ever met because
Cheryl
she
Burke.
Is
yeah.
cutthroat in terms of she wants the very best and she won't take anything less than that. And so with me, we had a very incredible chemistry with her because we really wanted the same. We wanted to... In a way, we wanted to bring something new to the show every single week. So that's how we approached the show. So to get eliminated after you know for a fact that in some way you left a mark on the show artistically, it was heartbreaking because to me, it felt like, oh, wait, people aren't seeing the art side of it.
Yeah.
They are seeing, you know, they want to see this other side of it, which I'm really not interested in. At all. Like for me, the reality kind of, you know, the oh, well done you part of it. I couldn't care less
about
that.
Yeah, you were
part.
In it to show dancing as an art.
Yeah.
And to make.
And what was heartbreaking is that people didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
You know, at least they didn't want to see it till the end.
Right. I mean, that is because you were such an amazing performer and dancer, and your dances are just it's a different experience watching you dance than anyone else on the show. Many nights that you were on it, it was just like, okay, this is what this is about. And then that is sad to realize that that's maybe not what the show is about ultimately. But for me, I felt. I wanted the show to not be about what you learned the show was about still didn't, that was what I'm about. And they still didn't like me doing that. Like that was what I was like, God, I hope this isn't all about dancing. And then when it turns out it wasn't, they still were like, yeah, we don't care we don't like your antics either. So there is something upsetting about having America decide that they're just like, we're good enough.
Yeah.
Like it felt like bottom line is the show gets in your head. It's a bubble you're living in. Your life is dancing. Nothing else matters.
Right.
And so when you get eliminated from it, it is hard to pick your life back up. You
it
just
is,
feel
it
like
is.
Nothing else. You don't know what else to do.
But even though you went on the first show, I actually feel like you made history on that show. Because
the way
you were talking to Tom and stuff and what you were saying was so amazing. That I think they didn't know how to take you. It was like this wild beast, you know, on the loose, on this very kind of, you know,
regimented
American show.
Yes, yes.
And they didn't know what to do with you. But I thought it was so refreshing because that show had never seen anything like it.
Thanks, man. I'm dying to go back. I'm pitching. I want to do a loser season.
Should we
season.
Do like an all-star?
I want to do losers.
No star
you do all-stars. I'll do losers. I want a redemption season. I'm really working on it. I keep pitching it, but they have no interest. I've heard nothing from ABC.
That was Juan Pablo. Next up, you got any updates, Andrew? Hold on. We're back in the Starbucks in Tacoma, Washington.
This guy is still waiting. She went to, the hot girl went to get some coffee, and the older gentleman's waiting. I think it's a business really. It seems business, but it's still early afternoon, but we'll let you know. By the end of this, we'll find out exactly what's going on.
Okay, I have an update already. While Andrew was just talking, I did see a wedding ring on this guy, so this is definitely a business transaction. Or maybe not.
People
wait.
Cheat, Nikki. What? People cheat. Okay. It's like a thing now, especially with a younger, hotter woman that maybe works for him. He seems powerful. He's got like a weird balding, like gelled hair, and he could probably hear us. And is he looking right now?
No, but like you need to tone it down a little bit.
You tone it down, okay. You poo.
What?
You.
Oh, God. Don't do a callback to some weird mouth thing you did earlier on in the show that no one remembers.
Building.
Carazzle. Okay, let's keep this rolling. We'll update you if anything happens with this date/business meeting.
Down because she isn't back.
Yeah, we'll take our time. Let's listen to this clip with our viewers, or our listeners. This next clip, oh my God, it's so fun, you guys. Tuesday's show was ridiculous. We had Sebastian Maniscalco, who you're about to hear, and then Judd Apatow and Pete Holmes. Judd Apatow and Pete Holmes' segment is not on this podcast. So if you want to hear that, which you do, because it was so funny, you got to get the SiriusXM subscription and download the app, because they're all on there. Okay, this is Sebastian Maniscalco asking me some questions, which I was a little taken aback by. It started with him noticing my spray tan, because, hey, we notice each other. Those who get spray tans know when they see a good one. Like, and Sebastian?
A fisherman sees another fisherman from afar.
Yeah, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. But Andrew
with
says it is.
With a spray tan. When a fisherman has a spray tan.
Trust the spray tan fisherman.
What are you, embarrassed?
All right, here's Sebastian. I watch when you take videos of your wife on Instagram. I'm obsessed with her, by the way. She's so hot. She's so cute. She's just like, I'm just like, I love her. I've like texted videos of you to girlfriends being like, because we just like appreciate when a girl is just perfect and cute. And we're just like, I'm obsessed with your wife. I think she's awesome.
Happy to hear that.
Well, you found a good one and she found a good one. But tell me how you guys met. How did
we
you find good ones?
We met through a personal trainer. I had asked my personal trainer at the time. I said, you got any hot chicks you train? He goes, yeah, 6 a.m. She comes in. I go, wow, that's really early. I said, schedule me at 7. I want to see what you got. And sure enough, I'm like, oh, wow, she's really cute. And I started hitting on her. Now, she's from the South. She's from Memphis, Tennessee. She's a sweetheart. She's, you know, just loves everybody and everything. Very positive.
Yeah.
And I'm hitting on her. Like, I'm coming to the gym, like, done up. Like,
Or do you keep scheduling the 7 o'clocks?
I try and start peppering me around okay. her.
Oh my God.
Getting ready to go to the gym. Like, I'm showering, baby oil, the whole thing.
Spray tan 2 days before. Right. Get it just right.
But she has no idea I'm hitting on her. She's like, you know, kind of clueless about like life in general. Like, oh, he's just a nice guy. And finally we went out and she was like a mute. She didn't speak. I'm like, geez, I mean, does this girl talk? So it took a while for her to kind of warm up. And once she did, it was, you know, we were kind of off to the races. So.
Wait, why didn't she speak the first?
She knew I was a comedian. And she didn't want to like say anything that could possibly be part of my act. She knew I was kind of, you know, observational in my humor and judgmental and whatnot. So she didn't want to like say anything. She was kind of like nervous.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I can't get her to shut up.
No, that makes, like, I hear that and I go, I need to shut up more. It's so alluring when women just, like, don't have to fill
every
sentence.
So when you go out, are you the talker?
Yeah.
On the date?
Yeah, I need to shut up. I really do. It really is a turn off.
Do you ask questions?
Oh, yeah. I'm very inquisitive. I don't want to talk. I'm not talking about myself as much as, I ask a lot of questions. I find that I get guys to open up more, and then I'm like, do you want to know anything about me? And I interview them more. I don't know. I'm at a point in my life where I'm going after the wrong person. You know when you're attracted to the wrong person, you're like, I hope this doesn't work out because this is a bad person.
So this the spray tan guy, this the right guy? Or?
No. No, he was one of my worst choices ever.
But you're revisiting it.
Well, he rejected me, and I refuse to let that be our story. So I want to kind of get it. I don't want to get him back, but I just want him to know that he made a bad choice.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm so tan. That'll convince him. Like, so, if anyone, like, if you don't love me at my palest, you're not going to love me. So why am I even trying? Like, it's just, I mean, but I, you know what I took from that? What you said is that you got to put it out there that you want to meet someone. You got to talk to your trainer. You got to say, hey, I'm open to this. Set me up. You got any hot ladies coming in at 6 a.m.?
Yeah. Do you do the internet at all, dating on there?
Yeah,
Is that something that's been...
No, because I feel like I'm at a fame level, and I don't think I'm famous at all, but I'm just, I think that if you are interested in me, you know where to find me. And if you don't know who I am, then we don't have a lot in common. Then you don't like comedy. And then I don't want to really date you anyway. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay. So, like, I don't expect people to know who I am, but I expect you to to eventually come across me if we are interested in the same things, which is I like comedy and good, funny things. You're gonna maybe know I exist at some point. So if you do, then you'll probably hear me talk about being single, and then you'll probably know that you can easily just slide into my DMs on Instagram and get my attention. Just make your profile picture a little bit bigger than you would maybe like to have it, so that I don't have to screenshot the message that you send and then blow up your tiny microscopic photo to see if I would date you. Or even worse, have your account on private, so then I have to friend you, and then when I don't like the way you look, I have to unfriend you, and you know that's exactly why I unfriended you.
Wow, this
it's gross.
Is so much going on. I mean, for you to be doing screenshots, zoom ins, this
spray tans and screenshots. That's the name of my book. All right, we're back. That was Sebastian Maniscalco, and now we are okay. It's definitely a business meeting. This kind of Tinder date that we're watching happen at a Starbucks in Tacoma, Washington, which, by the way, okay, I've been promoting these shows and people are like, it's not Seattle, because I keep saying Seattle, Tacoma. They're like, it's not Seattle. And I'm like, you know what? Do you expect me to know geography? And guess what? If someone's a big enough fan of me, I think they'll drive 45 minutes. I mean, I would if I cared enough about. So it's like, Seattle people need to know too.
Also, you flew into Seattle.
Yeah, SeaTac. Right?
Yeah, SeaTac. It's called Seattle, Tacoma.
So last night, with the MC, I asked her in the green room, I go, yeah, people are getting really mad that I didn't know Tacoma's like far from Seattle and it's not the same. And I go, well, I just want to test something. How far do you think St. Louis and Kansas City are apart from each other? Just based on someone who knows nothing about that geography. And she was like, I don't know, like 20 minutes? Try 4.5 hours. So no one knows anyone else's geography is my point. Okay, the next clip. Oh, this is such a good one, you guys. Jamie Lee, the comedian Jamie Lee, who is promoting the Crashing. She's on the show Crashing on HBO. Season 3 is coming up really soon, I think this Sunday. Anyway, Jamie Lee is here, was in studio talking about Instagram. And then we talk about Paris Hilton. But this is like a really pretty, this conversation has stayed with me all week about Instagram. We're really damned if we do, and we're damned if we don't. Here's Jamie Lee and me talking about Instagram.
Absolutely.
Will be a man who appreciated it in my life at some point,
yes.
So I'll stock these up.
Right.
And I always say this, I will never release a sex tape. I will never sneakily be like, whoopsie, or like, who did this to me? But if they got out,
oh my God.
It would only help my
thrilled.
Career.
I'd be thrilled. I think I'd be, devastated at first, like stages of grief. Devastated.
Oh, devastated.
Horrified.
So embarrassed.
Embarrassed, filled with shame. Kind of excited.
In the end,
jerking
you would get
off to it myself.
So many followers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
Oh, it'd be huge. It'd be
good.
It'd be a career boost.
It would be. But you know what? We're so strong to not do that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
No, but when I had Paris Hilton in here, it's so funny you bring this whole. She
did she talk about it?
No. Not about the sex tape.
Okay.
I think she would have. She like was way more down and like cool and chill than I thought she was going to be. But I didn't even want to bring that up. But what I did ask her was about pictures where she just posts them and she's just like, "I'm hot." And I'm like, "Are you ever embarrassed to post those? Like, are you ever thinking when you post those, people are like." God, Paris thinks she's hot. Like, what did lose? And like, screenshotting it and have a. That's my biggest fear when I post a picture that's just
oh,
I look pretty, is that people are going to be
talking about me on a text thread and making fun of me. Like, I, you know, 100%. You know what comics,
you can't win.
In your head, you're thinking of making, who
of
are
course.
Making fun of you.
You can't win. And like, it's this weird thing where it's like, and I want to hear what Paris said, because I feel like, you know, there's, you can play your Instagram game like, oh, I'm just like a funny piece of shit. You know, I'm just a funny piece of shit. I'm dumpy. I'm an idiot. Like, you can play it super self-deprecating, or you can play it too thirsty, or you can have bursts of thirst. But then the bursts of thirst are even more obvious to people because they're like, well, you don't usually go thirsty. So when you do it, it's so obvious. And you're like, oh, this is just like representative of what it's like to be a woman. We literally, like, we can't think we look good, but we also can't not look good. It's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Because I'm a burst of thirst girl. And like,
I think I'm also a burst of thirst girl.
You totally are. Yeah, we're both we're very insecure comedian, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, please.
But
yes.
We do sometimes look in the mirror and go like, all right. Damn. Okay. Yeah. I'm having a good day. I'm going to embrace it. I want to put it out there. Then we do the thing of convincing ourselves like, I'm just, you know what? If Emily Ratajkowski can be naked all like and just own it and everyone else is, so many different bodies are celebrating their bodies. I'm going to be one of those too and put it out there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let people know I went to the gym today and fuck it. You
know? Yeah.
I'm going to humble brag.
Yeah.
Not even humble. I'm
just
going to brag.
Yeah.
That's where I think you do it. You just can't humble brag.
It can't be a humble brag.
R.I.P. Harris Whittles. You can't humble brag, but you
can brag, in spurts.
I don't know. You're right. It's
a trap.
It's a trap. We cannot win. And I hate it. And I think once you just, that's the thing that Paris said that I realize I need to embrace, is that she doesn't care what people think. She's had people think and have opinions about her for so long that if you did care, it would destroy you.
Yeah.
So she's had to just let go of that. The same way I let go of the fact that I just don't believe in ghosts. Because if there are ghosts, I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
If I believed that ghosts were real, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
And like walking amongst
us. So I just convinced myself they don't exist.
Right.
And I truly believe it because I just don't want to live in a world. And so I think Paris Hilton lives in a world where she truly doesn't care what people think.
I do think that that is the way to do it. Because like, I also have gotten to a place, and I wonder if you're in, we're like, as a comedian, I think your comedian Instagram presence is really tricky because it's like you definitely want to have funny posts, but then also like you kind of just want to be a person, and you also just for your own sanity don't want to think too much about how you're doing Instagram. Like, why does that need to eat up a lot of your brain space?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, that could be spent like working on something you care about.
Or putting on makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I just used the time for more. All right.
They're making out now.
Okay, update. You just heard Jamie Lee. We're back to the Starbucks in Tacoma. I feel like we should always do these wraps for the podcast. That's what they're called, you know, things that I don't... in Starbucks, because literally that's where I live. I spend so much time at Starbucks. It's disgusting, you guys. I apologize for all the trash I consume because of how many Starbucks I go to. The amount of cups that I waste, it's a problem.
It really does lead into the next segment, you talking about Starbucks, because you had something happen at Starbucks.
Oh, my God. We're seamlessly transitioning into the final clip. Guys, this is the one you've been...
making out now during the interview. Things are getting... Andrew, the other Andrew... It's now making out during the interview.
No, they're not. They're talking, and she has a resume in front of her. Although, he kind of has the body language of the one that's not in charge. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I think she's interviewing him.
Good luck, buddy. He looks like Dr. Phil, but, like, without the doctor. So he just looks like... Well, his name's Andrew, but he does look like a Phil. He looks like Dr. Andrew.
I don't know what's going on over there. Who do you think's interviewing who?
I think his body language suggests to me that he is not... He's trying to be... Wait a second. But he's also a man in a suit, so I just assume he's the boss because, you know, society, man.
It is society.
And she's younger.
She is younger, but she brought out the pen and the paper.
Well, maybe she's trying to look professional. Anyway, we wish them both a lot of luck. It's been a joy just watching them during these recordings that we've done from this... Starbucks in Tacoma, Washington. And now I want you to hear a clip about an unfortunate event that happened to me in a Starbucks. And you know what? I still stand by it, enjoy it. And
to be honest, this is my favorite moment I've been ever on the show. This
clip, wow.
This clip right here is really the funniest thing I think you'll ever hear on the show.
Oh my God, you should have said that at the top of the show. Oh well.
Well, I didn't feel that way about Juan Pablo.
No, you should have said it at the top of the show about the last clip, you know, like get people to wait.
Well, now, okay, they're fucking really going at it now.
No, they're not, you guys. It's a normal interview. We have to go. Noah always tells me these are too long. We take advantage of our time here. And we're recording on the worst mics. I mean, everything about this is not... We're recording on the mic that comes on the headphones when you get an iPhone. So I apologize for the quality. Don't complain. Please turn people onto the podcast, turn people onto the radio show, do all of that, and enjoy this clip.
She goes, I'll come by at 2. And she shows up at the hotel room.
What were you thinking at 1:55?
She goes, don't murder me.
Were you pacing around?
Yeah,
were you
like, do I kiss her right away?
Oh, this is funny.
I'm dying to know what you were doing.
This is funny, actually. I was taking a shit. And it wasn't flushing.
Oh, was it like your
pre-stage shit? And then yeah. I was like, I kind of want to shower before she gets there to clean up. But like, so I shit and then I flushed it. You know when you flush once and then you have to shit again? So it wasn't flushing and she's knocking. So I like this whole, like, you want to know what really happened? It's really embarrassing.
Oh my God, I'm dying to know.
So there was no shit at last. It was just a toilet paper in there. So I was like, oh my God, what do I do? So I just put my hand in the toilet and grabbed it out of the, and then put it in the trash. So she didn't see
the shit toilet paper.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've done it before.
Andrew. You've done that before?
A ton.
Really?
A ton.
I've never heard of this. This is news to me.
I mean, I have...
I'm glad you guys are sitting on that couch.
I can't even tell
Why
you the things I've done.
Why am I touching my own face?
The things I've done. So, I have no problem. If I've done something in a bathroom that I don't want the person after me seeing, no problem getting it out of there and throwing it in the trash can.
You're like covering up
my
a murder.
Like a surgeon.
Yeah.
What?
No. It's my... Listen, I would rather touch... my own feces with my hand that's wrapped in toilet paper.
You wrap your hand in toilet paper like a mummy?
Well, what am I barehanding
that's
a piece
what
of
I'm
shit?
Thinking.
What's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Honestly, there is. Well, because I don't have to touch
wet.
It with my hand.
Why don't you take the trash bag inside out and then pull
there
it?
Because
we
a
go.
Lot of times trash bags, I'm not in a hotel room. I'm at a Starbucks a show. Or I'm at like a
oh no! You're going bare hand into a public?
No, I wrap my hand in a paper
at a
towel.
Show?
Yes. You just leave. Okay. Okay. Tell me. Okay.
Just
oh,
leave.
You
it.
Guys are better than me. Do you have you ever been online? You've never had a line of people waiting, and you know the person that's coming in right after you, and you've just shit, and then the shit isn't flushing. What do? You just go,
oh,
sorry.
Leave it on the next
one. Oh, yeah. Then you just, yeah.
No, but they've
I'm
already,
a human. It happens.
Or blame it on the guy before you.
That's I would 100% yeah. rather stick my hand in, get my poop out, put it in a trash can, then take all the paper towels, put them on top of it so it doesn't smell.
And then walk
to the bottom.
Oh my some God. Crazy
wash
person
my hands,
shit in the trash.
Wash my hands
not me.
Up to my elbows.
No!
And then leave.
You say put some paper towels on it so it doesn't smell bad?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what paper towels do.
You're like Casey Anthony putting garbage in the trunk to cover up the dead body.
Light a match or light
a... Who has a match?
That's why you smoke cigarettes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know I'm not alone. I know there's someone listening that
you
has done the same thing.
You digging your shit out of the toilet?
Shit or just the shit paper?
No, I've
the
done
actual
what are you
shit.
Doing with your
nails? Oh my God!
Hey. I have paper towels on my hands like mittens.
Hey,
what don't you understand?
If you dig your shit out of the toilet,
if you wear shit mittens,
you wear shit
so we
mittens,
can put you on a list.
So everyone here just leaves their poop in the toilet for the person after them to see it.
Rather than dig it out
yeah.
with our hands.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I am so...
This is insane.
I feel very judged right now. I feel
no judgment.
Nah, it's okay. I really don't care because my life is great and I scoop poop when I need to. And I don't do it for a living, just like someone else who doesn't do it for a living anymore. But yeah, I think you're right. I do need like a like there needs to be human poop bags for girls like me who.
Well, dogs will work. The dog bags.
I think
will
we have a Shark Tank.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah. That's what
have you ever used a public restroom and really let loose?
Mark Cuban, have you ever dug your own shit out of a toilet?
I have. Shark.
No, I'm asking for 87% stakes.
This is what the pitch is.
Yeah, for $40.
Hi, sharks. You know how sometimes you go to a bathroom and you have to take a number two? It's not the ideal place to do it in a public restroom, but sometimes you gotta go. And before you go, you check the toilet. You make sure it has a strong flush and that it's operating correctly. Then you really let loose and everything feels great. Then you go to flush and the toilet that was just working perfectly isn't running properly. It won't go down. Then you flush it again, and that's only making matters worse. The water's rising. What do? Well, if you were like I used to be, you used to just take the paper, toilet paper, wrap it around your hand
shit.
like a shit mummy.
Well, if you're like me, and you're not.
And I've come to find out from my popular radio show in which I revealed this too soon and didn't really want to, and I thought maybe one other person in the room might relate.
No, I did it once.
No, I did it. No, you did it with your,
this toilet paper, though. Only for me.
Yeah, I did it with the toilet. I never scooped my own poop. No, go ahead.
Oh,
so, yeah,
God.
Sorry. We don't want to ruin your
No,
pitch.
That's the end of the pitch. So
in poopituity?
In poopituity. So, sharks, now have you had any sales on these shit bags?
Yeah, what are you? Have you done
a Kickstarter?
A Kickstarter?
I refuse to give them to anyone else because I need them all for me.
Have you done a shit starter, ma'am?
I started this company out of my parents' garage.
My own parents' bathroom.
I started this company from a Starbucks bathroom. I really wish.
Oh, I wish that was a scene.
I can't wait to get feedback from fans being like,
"No, I think
we don't do this, Nikki."
Yeah.
No, I'm sure some people will tweet.
You're the only one.
That was the show, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, please, please let your friends know if you enjoy listening to the show. Get a SiriusXM subscription if you want to hear more. The app is awesome. All of our shows are kind of like archived on there. Not all of them, but the most recent ones, so you can go back and watch all of our videos on the Comedy Central Facebook page. We have a lot of in-studio videos up on there. Follow us on UUPSXM on Twitter and Instagram. Noah, our producer, does a really good job of keeping those updated and with good content. So, worth a follow, you guys. Thank you for listening. I love you, Squirt Nation. Squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.